How to get your partner on board with the morning routine. Hey ladies, I'm back, and today I thought I would talk about the morning routine, since last night we talked about the bedtime routine. I get so many questions from you asking me, how do I get my partner involved in the conscious parenting approach? How do I get my partner involved with XYZ when it comes to parenting? And here's what I want you to know, just like yesterday. We can't get anyone to do anything that they're unwilling to do. And oftentimes, excuse me. Oh my God, that's what happens when you record in the afternoon. Oftentimes, what happens is when you are trying to manipulate and to control other people, like a partner, and trying to get them to get on board with you with a routine or a ritual that they have no interest in, there's always going to be resistance and conflict. So I always go into any situation asking myself, how do I want to feel? How do I actually want to start my day? Because I think the morning routine is really, really important. If you had to master the morning or the nighttime routine, I mean, they're both of equal value. But if you screw up your morning, you're going to screw up your whole day. So morning routine is super, super important to me. And so I have a few tips for you. And this is not what I do when I wake up, but how to prepare for those moments when you get out of the door. So number one, you need to visualize. Yes, I know this sounds woo-woo. This sounds weird. But if you're constantly focused on, oh shit, here comes the storm. Oh gosh, this crappy, you know, this is going to happen. This child is going to freak out like this, and I'm going to freak out like this, and we're going to be kicking and screaming. Too often what happens is you're in this perpetual cycle of go to bed late, wake up late, rush, 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 screaming, panic. Come on, kids, we got to go, we got to go, we got to go. And we're hurrying everybody, we're pushing, right? Shove this food down your throat. And of course, you probably don't even eat. And then if you're driving somewhere, you're getting in the car, you might stop for a coffee. There's this just perpetual cycle of like busyness. It's out of alignment. It doesn't feel good. But regardless of what your chaos looks like, and this might not be you, you might be like, oh my gosh, that so used to be me. I'm so grateful I'm not there anymore. But that used to be me all the time. I remember, oh my God, guys, I don't know why I'm yawning. I'm sorry. I'm actually recording this while I'm driving. And the sun is hitting my car. Like, it's sunny outside. And so my body's just like enjoying the sun. Anywho, I don't know what the fuck I was saying now. But my point is, if you are, I have no idea what I was going to say. So this is, I'm just going to backtrack. If you're in alignment with how you want to feel, you're going to make magic happen. You're going to have a kick-ass day. And oh, yes, that's what I was going to say. I remember those shitty moments. I remember feeling like a bag of crap. I remember jumping out of bed and just go, 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 and praying to God that nobody saw me because I looked ridiculous. So I think it's super important that you understand that change is possible, number one. Number two, you visualize what you want. Visualize the outcome that you desire. Visualize how you want to feel when you wake up in the morning with your kids. Visualize how you feel when you're leaving. Visualize how, you know, you're non-reactive when they do trigger you. Because let's just be honest, your children are going to trigger you. It's not going to be perfect. And what you're wearing, how you feel, the food that you're prepping for yourself. What did you eat for breakfast? Everything. And once you know what you want, once you have the clarity of this is, you know, what I'm eating, this is what I'm wearing, this is like how I feel, then you have to ask yourself the questions of what do I need to do to prepare to make that happen? What do I need to do to prepare, pre is the key word, P-R-E, prepare to make that happen? And then think of your kids. What do they look like? What clothes are they wearing? What's packed in their lunches? Because when you're in survival mode, you're living for the moment, which I know we all talk about living for the moment, but you're being reactive. You're not being proactive. You're being reactive to life. So then you're running all over the place. So if you tell yourself you don't have time, well, you have time to make lunch. So why not make it the night before? You have time to put clothes on your children or get them to dress themselves. So why not pick out the clothes the night before? You have time because you make time for it. It is the belief that you don't have time that actually allows you to believe that you don't have time, if that makes sense. If you believe you don't have time, you're not going to create time. So as you're running through your morning, you visualize it, you pre-planned for it. The food was already prepped as much as possible. The kids' clothes were picked out, including the socks. You don't want to have the sock war in the morning. And then you wake up. And you might have to do what Mel Robbins does, the 5-second rule. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, get your ass out of bed. And you be. And you do. And then you ask yourself, now that I've pre-planned the stuff that stresses me out, what else do I need to work on? How can I become 1 degree better? Do I need to work on my energy levels? Do I need to work on going to bed earlier? Do I need to work on why I'm so triggered by my children? And I think I started this podcast and then randomly went on a tangent talking about how to get your partner on board. Ladies, I haven't been married for 30 years. I've been with my husband for 12, been a parent for 14. And I can tell you this. You will never be able to get somebody to do something authentically. And if somebody does something because you told them to and they didn't want to, but they're doing it anyways, they're doing it out of obligation. When you become the person that you're preaching everybody else to be, when you want support from other people, but they're just unwilling to support you, show up for yourself. Show up for the life that you want. Share your vision with them. Share the dreams with them. Ask for help. People are not mind readers. You have control over this. But just remember, it takes work.